Hello, this is Dr. Penny Angulter, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Linda Galloway, date of birth 3/17/1963, date of procedure April 2nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Penny Angulter, referring physician is Dr. Deanna Carr. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy, palatectomy, comma, cold snare palatectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is MSH6 Lynch genetics. Comma, GERD. Comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, diarrhea. Description procedure form was obtained, period possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, all the possibility of mental lesion, such as among these, we're all explaining that the patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, today is spread anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care period. A well lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advances direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Where retroflex view was obtained in the cardia period, it was extracted from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum in advance in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of the Foltz period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. The terminal ileum, delete that. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Boston Bob Prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Next line, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis, and the Z line was irregular 37 centimeters from the pipe. Comma, biopsy was obtained in all four quadrants for evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of gastric body erythema, comma, this was biopsied for histology and to at H. pylori. Next line, the gastric antrum did have numerous erosions, both punctate and linear, comma, biopsies were obtained in this area for histology and to at H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal sweep erosions. Comma, these were biopsied for further evaluation, as well as in the duodenum to rule out celiac disease period, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next slide. At colonoscopy, next slide, the ascending colon, there was a diminutive sessile ascending colon polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next slide, there was an approximate 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of a hepatic flexure ulcer, comma, this was biopsied for histology and pathology. This was biopsied for further evaluation and histology. Next line. This was biopsy for further evaluation period. Next line, there were three diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend PPI with omeprazole 40 milligrams BID to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending pathology and findings of the pathology of the ulcer. in the hepatic flexure, next line. Reflex precautions were explained. And patient was advised to avoid NSAIDs, next line. Follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.